In 1870, Dover, New Hampshire attorney Marilla Ricker attempted to cast a ballot in an election, but she was turned away. She tried again every year for the next five decades, and she was either turned away or her ballot was destroyed. She died in 1920, shortly after women won the right to vote. Recently, the state of New Hampshire authorized the hanging of a portrait of Ricker in the State House, and now two groups, the League of Women Voters of New Hampshire and the New Hampshire Women's Bar Association, are raising money to put Ricker's portrait on the walls of the State House. Liz Tentarelli, president of the League of Women Voters of New Hampshire, joins me now to talk about Ricker. Thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. I'll talk about Marilla anytime.
So why does Ricker deserve a place on the walls of the State House?
Well, there are only seven other women among the 200 portraits on the walls of the State House, none of whom had anything to do with that important push for women's right to vote in New Hampshire. So legislation was passed first in 1997, signed by the first woman governor, Jean Shaheen, and then again in 2013, signed by our second female governor, Maggie Hassan. But, of course, the government doesn't allocate money for this. So we're raising the funds through the League of Women Voters New Hampshire Education Fund.
And one of the tragic parts of her story is that she died in 1920, the year women officially received the right to vote. But she never herself got a chance to cast a ballot.
Not that we have been able to confirm. We know she died just a few days after the first election where she would have been able to vote. She died of a stroke. We think she was probably too ill to cast a ballot, but we have not been able to confirm that one way or the other. So we're assuming, because there was no publicity about it, that no, she did not cast a ballot.
And you're attempting to raise $10,000 for this portrait, and you're a little more than halfway there. What will this money pay for?
Well, this will pay to have a portrait painted. Now, there's a marvelous artist who was educated at Phillips Exeter Academy, lives in Vermont right now. Her name is Kate Gridley. She's got a couple of portraits hanging in the Vermont State House, and she is going to paint this portrait from various photos of Marilla Ricker that exist. We've got copies of those photos for her. And then it has to be framed, and then there has to be one of those lovely brass plaques that tells viewers in the State House some of the important facts about Marilla's life.
The state approved acquiring the portrait, but didn't provide any money for the project itself. Should the state have provided some money for this?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, the recent portraits that have been up there, the most recent one that was put up was, of course, Governor Shaheen's portrait. And that funding was raised privately as well. Other portraits have been paid for in the past. The very first female portrait that got up there was Harriet Dame, a Civil War nurse, and the legislature did authorize funding for that, but that's changed over the years, so I don't know if I can say which should be or shouldn't be. There's so many demands right now on our state budget, I'm not at all surprised that they didn't supply funding. It seems not to be the way things are done lately.
And once you have the funding, how will you go about finding a place for it in the State House?
Well, that's not up to us. You know, I could easily point to a spot and say right there, but that doesn't mean anything. So the Joint Legislative Historical Committee decides on where portraits will be placed. And fortunately, one of the bill sponsors of this portrait is on that committee. So we think that gives us a little bit of a push to have it placed in a nice spot in the State House. We like to imagine when all these little fourth grade groups go to the State House to study the workings of our state government and they see portraits, that they will see Marilla's portrait up there and the little girls will say, "What did that lady do?" And we hope one of their teachers will read the plaque to them and understand just what a groundbreaker Marilla Ricker was.
Liz Tentarelli, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Liz Tentarelli is the president of the League of Women Voters in New Hampshire. Her organization, along with the New Hampshire Women's Bar Association, is raising money for a portrait of Marilla Ricker, who fought for decades for women's suffrage. And you can learn more about this effort at nhpr.org.